CJAM 99.1 FM, your only true sound alternative in Windsor, Detroit. CJAM broadcasts from the University of Windsor locally at 99.1 FM and to the world at www.cjam.ca.
So you're hanging with your inner circle. Maybe you're making cocktails. Maybe you're packing bowls. Even while we're distancing, it's important to remember, alcohol and cannabis each mess with your driving skills. Be cool. Make sure you and your friends get home safe. Take a cab if you need to. A few bucks could save a life. And we can do it again next weekend. A message from Arrive Alive, Drive Sober.
Think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours! One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four!
Here, check the bomb!
One, two, three, four!
Here, check the bomb!
Well, 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 look who is back in the studio. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. It is a 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. In this first hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Sacred Paws, The Velvet Underground, and Nico, Horse Girl. Music on the way from Suzanne Vega, Patty Griffin, Martha Wainwright, Nico Case coming up in this first hour. And again, I'm just talking first hour alone. We're going to kick off, though, the entire 2 hours with an album that has been on heavy rotation since its release in March. Remember, Girly So Groovy is not about the one and done single off of an album. We are all about a slow build, a slow boil. If there is an album I love, I put it into the rotation to share as much as I can from it. So one such act has to be Throwing Muses, the critically acclaimed alternative band led by vocalist Kristen Hirsch. Throwing Muses have been making music since 1981. There is something just electric about the band's latest 11th album. The new album is called Moonlight Concessions. It's a stripped-down acoustic sound that's packed with tension and moodiness, all in a way that a band over 40 years old would know how to do. So let's kick off this 2-hour mixtape. It is Throwing Muses here on Girly So Groovy.
Drugstore plastic. Leave me alone. I'm gonna put some perfume on. I'm gonna smell real nice. I'm going down to church on 4th and Vine. I'm gonna marry my love and we'll be happy for all time. Yeah, he's the sweetest man you could find. So gentle and so kind. And he's got those big brown eyes. I can't believe me, like he's mine. He's no wuss, 'cause you know his love is serious. So warm inside, when he takes me for a buggy ride. When he takes me for a buggy ride.
Reaching back to 2008, that is the honey-voiced alternative country indie pop singer-songwriter Nico Case. The song is called This Tornado Loves You. That's from her 2008 album, Middle Cyclone. Now, speaking of Nico Case, she just released a brand new album last month. That new album is called Neon Gray, Midnight Green. I promise you, I am working to get my hands on that to work into circulation here on Girly So Groovy. Until then, know that Nico Case is on tour in support of the new album for our listeners in the Vancouver area. You are so lucky. Nico Case is coming through Vancouver November 13th, performing at the Vogue Theater. John Grant is the opening act. It would be a fabulous night of two very talented singer-songwriters, Nico Case and John Grant. Speaking of incredible songwriters, in the middle, that is Sinead O'Connor. If you were thinking, this voice sounds like Sinead, you are right. It's Sinead. That song is called Fourth and Vine. That's from Sinead O'Connor's 2012 ninth album, How About I Be Me and You Be You. And then we kicked off the entire 2 hours with new music from Throwing Muses, a band making music since 1981. This past March saw the band release their 11th album, Moonlight Concessions. We heard the song Drugstore Drastic. We've been featuring many tracks from that album from Throwing Muses. If you find yourself a fan of acts like PJ Harvey or Patti Smith, Cat Power, Marianne Faithfull, Juliana Hatfield, you will find something you absolutely love in the new album from Throwing Muses. Speaking of artists making music for over 80 years, when Suzanne Vega released her debut album in 1985, she was a smart, fresh new voice from New York City's urban folk scene, possessing a style and point of view all her own. Well, 40 years and over 10 albums later, Suzanne Vega has refined her style without changing much at the core. She is a storyteller with a keen eye and a clever, stylish turn of the phrase. Her latest album, Flying with Angels, proves Suzanne Vega is an artist who is built for the long haul. Right now, it is new music from Suzanne Vega right here on Girly So Groovy.
State everything has to
Celebrating songwriters that are true storytellers. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. It is music from Patty Griffin. Yes, just earlier this year, Patty Griffin released her latest album, Crown of Thorns, but I couldn't resist reaching back to 2013 from her album, American Kid, for that gorgeous song, Ohio. In the middle, it is Montreal singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright. From her album Goodnight City, we heard the song Alexandria. And then starting the set, it is new music from Suzanne Vega. Back in the spring, she released her latest album, Flying with Angels. We listened to the title track, Flying with Angels. You know, when I think about Martha Wainwright and that song Alexandria, it was just a few weeks ago that we did a full 2-hour mixtape of songs where the title were names. And in fact, that album from Martha Wainwright, Goodnight City, offered up a lot of options. We featured on that episode Martha Wainwright's song Francie, but she also has a song Francis, and now Alexandria. And it made me think, if you missed that episode of Girly So Groovy, where we did a full 2 hours of people's names, you can still catch that. It's online, hanging out there absolutely for free. All you have to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. And when you're there, you will find the last 10 weeks worth of the program waiting for you, including that full 2 hours, songs that are names. If I remember right, that is getting near the bottom of the list where it will be wiped out. So you may want to jump on it in the next week or so. Coming up in the next half hour here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Horse Girl, Marika Hackman, Sacred Paws, post-punk band Shopping as well. But coming up next, it is an iconic voice in an alternative trailblazing group. It's the Velvet Underground and Nico up next here on Girly So Groovy.
It's true.
It's been a hot minute since we have featured British alternative pop singer-songwriter Marika Hackman here on Girly So Groovy. So I wanted to fix that. We reached back to her 2017 album, I'm Not Your Man, for Marika Hackman's subversively queer anthem, Boyfriend. In the middle, it is new music from Horse Girl, a band that formed in high school. They released an incredible debut album called Versions of a Modern Performance. And then they found themselves heading off to New York from their hometown of Chicago, where the trio ended up going, or are going, to New York University. And over the course of their first year, they decided to release their sophomore album, Phonetics On and On. I just think about, you know, you're a kid and you're heading to university. That in itself is a big deal. But then you're already a pseudo kind of famous band. And then you're going to also do a full album release in that first year. It just shows how great and multi-talented Horse Girl really are. It was back in February that the sophomore album Phonetics On and On was released. We just heard the song Information Content. Honestly, if you love acts like Porridge Radio or Electrolane, Mazzy Star, Plumtree, The Particles, Marika Hackman, you will love just the incredible jangly alternative rock that Horse Girl makes. And speaking of some of the purveyors of jangly indie rock, it is the Velvet Underground and Nico starting that set off with their song I'll Be Your Mirror, going back to the 1967 breakout debut album, The Velvet Underground and Nico. All right, now this next set, full disclosure, got knocked out of last week's episode. I had it all ready to go, but then I realized I still really wanted to find a way to cram in my B52 set that I did last week and my B52's concert review. So this next set of songs got bumped into this week. But honestly, I think it fits best right now, right here, especially following Marika Hackman. Marika Hackman has built a career as a songwriter, being openly queer and letting that perspective work her way into her music. Well, Minneapolis indie rock band Strange Relations, very similar to Marika Hackman for the point of view that they bring to their music. So, without further ado, let's dive into this next set. Strange Relations here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. Fantasy, we were taking it slow.
Music right there from London Trio Shopping, a band that follows the post-punk tradition of prickly sounds and left-wing politics, and we love them for it. The song is called Asking for a Friend. That's from Shopping's album, The Official Body. In the middle, it is a Glaswegian duo that we've been featuring here on Heavy Rotation since they released their latest album, Jump Into Life, back in March. I am talking about Sacred Pause, a band that is known for producing sunny polyrhythmic pop. Again, the newest album is called Jump Into Life. We listened to the song Ask Myself. If you are a fan of Los Campesinos, Plumtree, The Slits, Cub, The Beths, you will just find something in the jangly rock that Sacred Pause makes. I know I said that in the last set, but I'm saying it again about Sacred Pause as well. And then starting the set off, a band that we have not featured here on Girly So Groovy for some time now, Minneapolis indie rock band Strange Relations. The song is called Say You. That's from the band's 2017 sophomore album, Editorial You. And ever since releasing that album, the band has just kind of quietly disappeared. I've not seen any new music from Strange Relations, but thrilled to be able to still feature them here on the program. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, but first, let's wrap up this first hour. How about we wrap up the first hour by turning to Montreal for the alternative rock band known as Free Love Fenner. From the band's album, The Punishment Zone, let's listen to New Wave Pool, and then we will dive into the pool. That is the second hour coming up here on Girly So Groovy.